Being locked close as Goroth on the chain, Orkwell was suddenly swung into the air as the badger reached up and grabbed the pitchfork, which he pulled loose with a few good tugs. Orkwell hit the deck with a bump, gabbling out instructions to his big friend.
Get down and lay low. Hoist that thing before any beast comes up on deck. Hurry!
Goroth lay flat, concealing most of the pitchfork with his body. Orkwell kept watch, assuring himself that all was quiet above deck. He ran his paws round the mast, searching until he found what he needed.
Now go nice and easy, friend. There's a nail sticking out a bit, right about where my paw is now. Could you lever it out quietly with one of the prongs of your fork?
While Orkwell kept watch, Goroth probed at the nail head. Getting the prong of his weapon beneath the lip of the nail, he levered carefully at it. The nail gave a slight creak, then it began to move, bit by bit. Goroth wiggled it from side to side until it loosened. Putting the pitchfork aside, he braced himself. Gripping the nail in his big blunt claws, he heaved away, yanking it free of the mast timber. They both sat with their backs to the mast as Orkwell took the nail and went to work. He twiddled it in the keyhole of Goroth's loch. The badger watched anxiously, whispering,
"What's happening? Is it opening?"
He fell silent as the young hedgehog glared at him. Wiggling the nail back and forth, Orkwell grinned.
"A good thief can open any lock. There."
The padlock lay open. Goroth breathed a huge sigh as he loosed the chain from his middle. Orkwell chided him.
"Be still, big beast. Give me a chance to get my lock off. Wait. Ah, there it goes, mate."
The chain clanked to the deck. Orkwell was about to rise when he sat back down speedily.
"Be still, some beast's coming."
It was Codge, coming to check up on the two prisoners. Halting where he knew he was out of the badger's reach, the stump-tailed fox peered through the darkness at them both. He was surprised to see Goroth sitting upright, though he could not see that the captives were free. Codge turned away, heading back to his cabin, commenting aloud,
"Still alive, eh, Rockhead? What keeps you going?"
He half turned as something sounded behind him, but Codge was too late. Gorath's huge paws were around the fox's neck and he was whispering in his ear,
"I'll tell you what keeps me going. The need to slay my kinbeast murderer. Tell me again how you locked them in a farmhouse and burned them alive. Tell me."